It's 9 o'clock in the morning, and Floyd Smith is cleaning up this street he calls home, while cars flood past.
I don't sleep here. I was, but then I seen the little rodents. Rats have babies. I just cleaned up all that and set my tent up, and all I know is when the parents come out, I seen like 20-some little first balls, what do you call them? I threw my tent in the street and I got up out of here. So now I just, at nighttime, I'd be out like right here, or the bus stop, just watching everything.
This small intersection island between three streets near downtown Oakland is just that, an island unto itself, with tents, a few trees, chairs, and shopping carts next to a garbage can. It's a small village, says Floyd.
Jerry was the first one, the guy right there that yells at himself. And then I came in, another brother in Leg, she came next, the first woman. It seemed like then it just started growing.
It's one of many tent cities cropping up in Oakland. Largely under freeway overpasses, people set up tent after tent after tent. Some bring couches, remnants of their latest eviction, or tables and chairs. With no sanitation facility, the sidewalk has become the de facto restroom. Across the street from the island, 70-year-old Calvin waits with a friend outside the St. Vincent de Paul Mission, where meals are served. He lost his place when his rent increased.
I get $980 a month. And you know what? And you can't, if you can't get a place for $980 a month, you talk. I mean, they won't rent $1,500 first and last.
And that's a studio.
Yeah. They're trying to take, well, I know what they're doing. They're trying to push the black people out, the poor people out. Not just black, Mexicans, white.
If you ain't got no
variable income, you're asking, hey, you're going to be on the street. You can go out right down the street right there, tents.
Megan Hustings, interim executive director for the National Coalition on the Homeless, says gentrification, largely driven by income inequality, is displacing affordable rent stock across the country.
I think a lot of it has to do with the growing unaffordability of housing and, just ongoing other economic issues, lack of full or adequate employment, wages that have kind of stagnated that are not increasing with the cost of living.
According to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, in 2015, the homeless population grew by 10%. More than 500,000 people are sleeping on the U.S. streets annually. But Hustings says those estimates are conservative, that upwards of 3.5 million people may be sleeping without shelter each year. This year, the city of Los Angeles declared a state of emergency due to the homelessness and called on Governor Jerry Brown to help find solutions to the growing problem. In Oakland, city officials have adopted a new Compassionate Communities program that places public toilets near tent cities and is slowing down the raids on homeless encampments. But some areas are taking a more progressive approach, like Sonoma County, an hour north of Oakland, which has adopted a policy called Housing First. It prioritizes housing over providing other social services or criminalizing homelessness.
Come on in. This is where I live.
Rex Bishop is a Vietnam veteran who became homeless after his partner of 41 years died, and he could no longer afford rent in Forestville, California. He now lives at the Palms Inn in nearby Santa Rosa.
Because I was on death's door before I got here. I was very sick from living in my car, being cold and wet and not eating. And yeah, so it's something I never thought would happen to me because of my background. I didn't even understand the concept. A lot of people just kind of look at them like they're ghosts. And I was one of those people.
Because Sonoma County adopted a Housing First policy, Bishop was able to land in an efficiency studio earlier this year at the Palms Inn. This one-time hotel has been transformed into a housing facility for the homeless. The county had a pool of money for homeless housing, but no viable locations or built facilities. Akash Kalia, the hotel's owner, then entered into an agreement with the county and HUD.
So I ran the hotel as a hotel for 4 years, and I built it up to be sustainable, yet I was working 10 to 12 hours a day every single day, and I decided that I didn't want to do that for the rest of my life, and so I wanted to find another sustainable model that also provides a social good.
Kalia says he gets about $1,000 a month per studio. Catholic Charities runs the facility and its programs. Supervisor Shirley Zane says the project and the Housing First policy actually saves the county money, up to $11,000 a year per person served.
It costs more to provide emergency services. If somebody spends one night in the hospital, they're going to spend $4,000. Same thing with the ER, too. It's much more expensive for people to stay on the street than it is to provide, let's say, an efficiency or one-bedroom apartment with some supportive services such as a case manager.
The state of Utah also adopted a Housing First policy in 2005, and in less than 10 years has reduced its chronic homeless population by 72%, according to the state's 2014 Comprehensive Report on Homelessness. The state's goal is to end chronic homelessness by the end of this year. Back in Santa Rosa, Kalia says he's now turning his experience into a model for other private businesses and municipalities to replicate, one that is both profitable and propagates good in the community. And the Palms Inn is just the beginning of Sonoma County's Housing First policy. Supervisor Zane says they're starting a tiny house village for homeless veterans that should be open by 2017. Christina Onnested, FSRN, Oakland, California.